Hey guys, no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they got everything from tequila cocktails in an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls. You gotta love ice balls. Balls. Local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. And don't forget about their 29 degree drafts. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Sleep on your shoulder wrong and be in pain. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Always at this time, I get into my more appreciative moods. So I want to give a huge shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. People, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Nikki, you know, I said Jaden just got a house. Or he just closed on the house, whatever. Mm-hmm. If I describe the house as, it looks like something a dirty cop would have. What does that make you think?
I mean, two things. One, it's opulent. It's like really nice. But the other thing is, like, I don't know, like, I'm thinking, like, something gritty. Like, almost like the David Fincher-esque, like, Fight Club house. Like, big, but, you know, kind of run down. I'm not really sure, like, it's nice, but it's also, when you say dirty cop, I'm thinking, like, you know, something from The Wire.
Oh, that's Baltimore. That's, I understand what you're
Baltimore, yeah.
What you going with here? Do you remember an Equalizer? It's Equalizer 2, I think. Mm. You remember the dirty cop? You remember when Denzel went to go see that dude at his house?
Oh, yeah.
And he had the phone?
You know those Equalizer movies. They're ones that I've never watched all the way through, but I think I've watched every clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he goes and sees the dirty cop, mm-hmm. and he says, you know, he said, hey, man, I got this phone. I took it off one of the guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill me. And then he's like, you know, the number's on there, so, you know, you can track it down. He gives him the phone, you know what I'm saying? And he puts the phone in his pocket. And Denzel looks at him. He pulls out his other phone. He dials it.
Very uncomfortable with what's happening outside our window right now.
And the phone went.
Yeah, right.
And he said,
money just transferred.
Why don't you see? That's the problem.
This is very uncomfortable.
The delegation needs to learn. Your delegation needs to know how to stay focused.
I cannot.
And mind your business.
I wish I could explain to people, though, because people probably imagine. They think they know what's happening right now. They're probably, oh, it's a drug deal. It's just two people. No, it's not.
Hey.
I'm going to watch through the window.
From now, see, that now you got your head on your shoulder, Steve. Use the reflection like you're in jail. You know, you had a little mirror outside.
I've never been to jail.
You've seen jail movies?
I have.
You've seen when they hold the little mirror?
Because I'm convinced if I ever go to jail, I've already decided I'll be,
Your character.
Gerard Butler.
You gonna kill somebody with a T-bone?
I would just find a way out. Steve dug a hole through the ground.
Andy Dufresne.
That's a good one.
What you gonna do when you get caught and they stick 10 more years on you?
Find another way out.
Andy Dufresne did just say, I had to focus on something. Just dig.
Just give me something to do. What do you do? I don't know. He's got tunnels. Steve has tunnels all across.
What's the better escape? Birdman of Clint Eastwood and Alcatraz or Andy Dufresne's? 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Clint Eastwood, Alcatraz, Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption. Which had more panache? Which one stuck it to the what is the who's the leader of the prison? The warden. Who stuck it to the warden better? And this is only the highest IQ movie people can answer that question. Who stuck it to the warden better? Clint Eastwood and Alcatraz. And that's an older movie, so
yeah.
Don't feel bad if you don't remember it. It's just this movie buff was just, it's a movie buff question.
I the only reason I say Andy Dufresne is because the visual. There's not a better
I was just about to say
visual
the rain, yeah.
in movie history than him just like, with the rain coming down, and you're just like, wow.
Okay. Let me because I know people aren't as familiar with Alcatraz. Like, this is an old movie. You know, this is young Clint Eastwood, right? You know what he did? that dude, listen. You got to remember, this warden at Alcatraz used to give people, like, you know, rights. They would get good. You can paint. Let them get really, really good at paint. Then just come in here and take it from them. Just, you can play, you know, just.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it. One dude's like, without paint, I'm going to kill myself, you know.
Yeah.
Dude ended up cutting off his hand, you know, his own hand because he couldn't paint, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got a winner
there
right here.
There we go.
We got a winner. Hold on. Hold on.
Allied Tools Incorporated.
No, let's start up front. Bandsaw Blade Welding Facility. Air Tool Repair Facility. Allied Tools Incorporated. People, here's the number. 502-966-4114. Allied Tools.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, they pulled up and pulled away.
Well done.
Did they know the game? They just pulled in, got the plug, and
yeah,
then left?
But I'm like, slow down. Like, let us get a full.
He was ready, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I'm busy. I'm actually doing
Yeah, work. I'm working.
Yeah. that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy's From Life might be the best. That was good.
That's such a great movie. That's a good point. He left on the rocks. He left a flower that was non-native to San Francisco right on the rocks, and he's like, I know the warden's gonna see this flower.
Oh, that's pretty strong. And see, I've never seen Alcatraz. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's strong.
He left this flower that does not grow here, and the warden's just like, you MF. And never to be heard from again.
It's awesome, dude.
Oh man. Can you check the temperature, Steve?
Oh, I can, and I'm going to, but first can I say this? Do you remember this, Marcus? Do you remember what you were doing on this day in the year 2000?
The year 2000, today is March 4th.
It is.
March 4th. I was probably busting Memphis or something.
Close. Close.
Late season Conference USA.
On this day in March 4th, 2000, for John Salzman, Clyde Drexler wrapped up his second season trying to restore the Houston Cougars on senior night with only 4,106 people in the gym. Nate Johnson went off for 35 points.
Sheesh.
U of L romped Drexler and Houston 88, 74.
Nobody will ever forget watching Clyde Drexler in the most unbothered.
You know what? The only reason that caught my eye is because how you've told me the story before about how he just sat over there and was like, I'm just so ready to get out of here.
Clyde Drexler is like one of the reasons I was like, okay, I see the look of disdain on his face looking at his player. And he looked at Steve. That's probably what I would be. Like, y'all, yes, this is a joke. He looked at it like, y'all don't deserve me, even yeah. even here, being here, coach, y'all. Like, what did I do here?
So you guys ended his...
No, we didn't. He never started. he never started.
Oh, man.
He was just like, y'all just you don't got it. I have to go get... Look, he was probably the original. I have to go get eight pros.
I know.
Because y'all just don't care enough. Nice.
It was nice.
All right. I was going to say, let's get Trey in here.
Do we got to take that?
And then it's time. I can't hold it back anymore.
Trey, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up? I pulled up in the Allied Tools van. It took me a while because that cop was in the way.
Shout out awesome. To the look. We appreciate it. Okay, give the company one more shout out. And give
Allied Tools, 3929 Produce Road. We repair air tools. We make our own bandsaw blades, and we sell anything you could possibly want, guaranteed cheapest prices in Louisville. For every dollar you spend at Allied, it's 50 cents goes into the Kenny Payne buyout.
Well done, Trey.
Well done, Trey.
Appreciate the call, Trey. He's like, yep, get it out.
Well, speaking of buyouts, Dick, play my theme music, baby. Can't hold me down.
So hot and so hot and
oh. It's time, baby. Steve coaching hot boys. Let's go. What a weekend it was.
I'm listening.
We got some sneak information, it seems like.
Oh, inside information. I'm listening.
We got some good games. It's Mark Blakenmaker.
Bopping.
Yeah. At number one.
You never didn't sound bad either.
It sounds really good, actually. Because we're going to do a little modifying because we're now in the last week of the season.
Championship week.
This is real deal coaching hot board season right here.
I'm listening. Modification.
We're going to narrow the list a little bit.
Why would we do that?
Because I'm not shooting for... Josh, you've had time.
We're not going to get everybody raises?
Josh has had time to look. We're going to narrow this list up a little bit now.
Okay.
Okay? So we're not going to be talking about everybody anymore. There's only going to be... Are you ready for this, Nick? Three spots and one. All right?
Three spots and one.
And a bonus.
Ooh.
And one.
Ooh.
All right? And one is always going to be the guy that's on the outside. It's going to be much tougher to get into that top three down the stretch.
Okay.
So, whereas before, we've been just kicking people out. We've been moving people up and down.
Did Trey just say the cop was in his way?
Yeah. Just get out of the way. I told you there was something going on there. So, listen, here's the thing. Over the weekend, there's something I just can't deny. Baylor goes in and beats Kansas. Okay? But the biggest thing, Eric Crawford don't just speak for no reason. All right?
Was it Crawford or Bozeman?
Crawford.
Okay.
Crawford or Bozeman? No. Answer that question.
No, I just didn't know about. Which one? Maybe one retweeted the other or something else.
I love Mr. Bozeman, but he ain't doing the coaching hot board. Okay?
He's not participating.
Eric Crawford says, somebody suggest we look to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who lost, by the way, to Tennessee on their home floor. Eric Crawford says maybe we should look 600 miles west of Tuscaloosa.
That would be like Texas.
What? Somewhere around Waco, Texas.
I'm listening.
The number one coach on the coaching hot board. Scott Drew.
He just skyrocketed up the board.
Listen, and Baylor, like, stop. Stop. I seen a Kentucky fan, for God's sakes, have to call a Baylor fan, like, hang on. I hate Louisville as much as anybody. You're not Louisville, though. All right, calm down. Okay?
You got to remember that, too.
Scott Drew is probably the home run realistic hire, I think. I don't know if it'll be him or not.
Listen, we were saying that forever.
He's
had it rolling.
He's a national champion. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to say? He's got a 5-star already committed in BJ Edgecombe for next season. Think he's going to follow him here? Yeah, he is. Could he get Carter Knox? Probably. You know, I mean, there's something here. So, he's number one. Then it gets tricky. It's okay, Nick. You were fine. You didn't have to play it anymore, Nick.
I do like a little bit of it in the background. You pot it down.
Okay, yeah, just pot it down. You're good. No, it sounds good.
It adds energy to the
No, thing. I like it. I'm going to go to number three, and I'm going to keep Chris Beard on there.
Okay.
Even though, I will say this, if you're going to believe Eric Crawford on the Drew thing, got to believe him on the other thing. He doesn't seem to think Chris Beard will be the hire.
Okay.
I'm going to keep him there at number three.
Okay.
Because I do believe that, according to like coaching, the tweet that came out this weekend, that there might have been contact between Louisville and him at some point.
Three card Monty.
Yeah. I'm going to have to keep him there to an extent.
Okay.
Okay. Eric Musselman can go fly a kite.
What happened with that?
How do you score 102 points and get beat?
Who did he score 102 points against?
I mean, like, trust me, Kentucky fans, they're like, well, he made Arkansas. Like, dude, you gave up 102 to a 500 basketball team with L. Ellis leading the charge. You think you're going to beat six teams in the tournament?
Kidding me? Why are you being like this?
Yeah. But Musselman, nah.
What? Okay.
Get out of here.
What? You won't want a guy who can put up 102 points? We can make a couple of tweaks on the defense, man.
Nah, I think I'm done with Musselman.
Is he too short?
He's a little short. A little short.
A little short.
A little short. I don't like it. Number two.
I'm listening.
I know I talked about him earlier. This one's tough.
I'm listening.
Because I want to put Bruce Pearl here, but I just don't think there's any shot we're in on Bruce Pearl.
Right.
Because I think Bruce Pearl would be just a fantastic fit. I do, however, still think Nate Oates would be a great fit.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to keep Nate Oates there. I'm going to keep Nate Oates at number two.
That's your number two.
Even with the loss to Kentucky, even with the loss at Tennessee. I think he's a good recruiter.
Cooler heads are prevailing on
him. I think you do some good things here.
You worried about Nike?
No. My and-one's going to be Mick Cronin.
Okay.
My and-one's going to be Mick Cronin. He's still doing a good job. I think he's doing a fairly good job down the stretch here.
Riding the ship.
Yeah. So for now, that and-one spot can be flexible. But I'm going to say Scott Drew, Nate Oates, Chris Beard. That's probably my three that I'm looking at right now.
You know what's funny, Steve? That hot board, right?
Yeah.
Nikki, this is just hilarious. We've been through,
yeah,
let's just say, 8 weeks of Steve Rummage's hot board, right?
Yeah.
And what's your finishing hot board? How ridiculous. Steve just took y'all on the most useless ride.
Kind of just back to where we started.
Where?
Yeah, kind of where we are.
Listen.
Kind of back to where we started.
He just gave you the pre-Kenny Payne hot board.
Yeah.
That's the same hot board from 2021, Steve.
And we're back.
Right here.
We're back.
The only addition you could have threw in is Jay Wright. That would have been your only hot board change since 2021.
Jay Wright's definitely on there, but he still counts.
He's your and two.
No, but seriously, man, listen, Eric Crawford spoke, and I mean that kind of the hot board kind of gets me to here. I mean, I'll be honest with you, there are other guys out there. Otzelberger from Iowa State is obviously looks like he would be a decent hire.
What about the Indiana State guy?
You can take Musselman and Will Wade and punt them into the sun for all I care.
You know Will Wade?
No, do I want?
What's your problem with Will Wade?
Well, he's got show calls, and he's only made it to the second weekend once in his entire life.
Are you scared of the NCAA or something?
No.
Let's stick it to him.
No, I don't care about the look.
Let's just double down and get Will Wade.
I don't care about the look of it. I just, I'm like, that would be the riskiest hire in the history of college basketball, and he's just not one enough to be worth it. I mean, if Scott Drew had a show calls, then yeah, maybe we'll deal with that.
Just risk reward,
yeah,
Wade.
I'm good.
What?
Nick was like, well, he's done good at McNeese State. I'm like, oh, well, Hellfire, hire him now. He's winning at McNeese State.
Just because he's a name, a gettable name, is that why his name got thrown around?
No, I mean, I don't think he's a bad coach. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't love him or like him, but I mean, you know, like, Musselman's the same way. I mean, like, yeah, you hire him, like, yeah, that's pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm not mad at that. But to me, it's just like, yeah, it's just too risky for the risk isn't worth the reward there.
Say, was it juice and squeeze?
Yeah. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze with Wade. That's my only issue with him. But yeah, I mean, everybody else, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, if they go off the board and they do go like a Otzelberger from Iowa State, I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying like my hot board is the only guys I would support.
Right.
Yeah. But I do think right now, I think you look at Oates, you look at Cronin, like I would probably put my money on the four I named. The coach comes from there.
Yeah. And if the coach comes from there, you're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
you're in good shape. Yeah, because you're not going to care about the contract. You're not going to.
Somebody said Will Wade's show cause is a problem, but Chris Beard's domestic violence isn't. Well, yeah, because we're on probation, and the show cause, he was cleared of domestic violence. Will Wade has the show cause.
He was cleared.
He's guilty of the show cause.
He was cleared of domestic violence.
Yeah,
he was cleared of domestic violence.
Yeah, I mean, you can think whatever you want, and that's fine, but that doesn't get Louisville in trouble.
I don't like when we have to do that.
Well, I know, but a show cause is something he is actually carrying. That is a charge he is carrying with him that you understand. Louisville is on probation. It would literally be the riskiest hire ever in college basketball for a program on probation to hire a coach with a show cause.
How much longer are we on probation?
Not very long.
Do you even care about
that? I don't care. But I do if I've got a coach with a show cause, because if he as much as mentions a player on accident, you want to get hit with a level one? I don't.
That stuff is old news, Steve.
Yeah. But as far as why Will Wade got in trouble, I don't care about that. Mm. Yeah, it's legal now. That's what I say. Now, for anybody who says that Will Wade, like, well, I don't want him because he black out on the program. I'm like, yeah, shut up with that. Like, dude, like, everybody has that don't bother. Like Sean Miller, I think Sean Miller would be great here. Like, yeah, he got fired from his job because of that. Like, I don't care about that.
Is he the only one to get fired? And Rick?
No, Will Wade got fired.
I think he got fired for something else though. I think he was going to survive the FBI part of it, and then
maybe they just weren't very good.
Okay, you got things to do.
I am going to see Dr. Nunley to get my
your finishing touches.
Yeah, the horse. Needless to say, though, man, it's Monday the 4th. We'll know something probably in the next 14 days. So
I think so.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, Steve. Good luck.
All right, let's do it.
Enjoy yourself. I'll bring us home. Last commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. A very hot topic was just on the board, and there's some radio royalty that had to chime in. That would be one Pops Valvano. What's good, Pops?
Hey, I just had a call. First of all, I just found out you have a son playing in the NFL. That's unbelievable. Congratulations.
Oh, God. I cannot believe we've worked together all this time and you did not know I had a kid in the NFL.
When I bring that bit up for the 1,000th time, I think we'll retire. Then it'll never
get old, because the stone face that you held, I'll never play poker with you.
Hey, I want to say this. I listened to your chat, your conversation, and this, I only wanted to add one thing to it, because I agree. How about this? I agree with Romage's board, basically. Scott Drew would be the grand slam. He's
right.
And I don't want to play the, hey, I know these guys, but I do want to play that a little bit. That's one of the reasons I wanted to chime in. I know I've worked with some of these guys. I think I know
right.
Kind of the personality that would fit here. Scott, I mean, listen, I'm not being flip when I say this. If you could rebuild a program from a murder charge, pretty much rebuild anything.
Mm.
He would get it done, and that's what he did there. He's great. He's fantastic. He should be at the top of the list. I still like Nate Oates. I don't think one bad week takes him off the list. I've watched them. I love the way they play. I love his personality. He'd fit here beautifully. He'd appreciate all the things that we have here. Great personality. Good guy. I don't like Will Wade. It's been obvious. I said that on my show. To deal with him for a game.
You have to elaborate a little bit.
He's just sort of a jerk. You see guys that deal with people that. And first of all, it's just an NIT game of all things. No disrespect, but I mean, his future was not hinging on this game. Just was very, I don't know how to describe it, very dismissive, very arrogant. Mm-hmm. He's a very arrogant guy. And that's why you get in trouble when you're arrogant. You don't think the rules apply to you. And frankly, even if you thought he was Mother Teresa and Gandhi rolled into one, he still is a guy that's on show cause. We can't hire a guy on show cause. You can't be on probation and hire a show cause guy. You can't do it.
Right.
So he's right about that. That puts him off the list. Certainly, we know Mick Cronin. He's a terrific coach. But I'll tell you a name that nobody's talked about. And I don't think I'm going to be candid. I'm not sure it would get the fans excited, but I'm telling you, the guy would get it done. He's the head coach at Washington State right now, Kyle Smith.
Uh-huh.
That guy does one thing, Marcus. He goes and wins. He wins at places that are not known to be big powers. He had a whole bunch of 20-win seasons at Columbia in New York. He went to San Francisco. They had fallen on hard times. He had 3 straight 20-win seasons there. And now he's at Washington State, where the whole league is falling apart around him. He doesn't give a crap. He's just going to kick everybody's ass.
let me ask you this: Would it be a
Like, and I know you're just speculating. Would it be like a huge financial, like a financial dip to go after a guy like Smith? You know, because you know.
I don't. That's the thing. I don't know his buyout, but I can't believe with the league falling apart the way it is, he wouldn't be interested. He's an East Coast guy, so it's not like, well, we got a West Coast guy. He's not going to be able to recruit. No, he knows the country. He's a good guy, and he wins. And I only bring it up because, frankly, some of these other names we're talking about, I don't know that you're going to be able to get. And if it's like when you apply to college, you know, you need to have a kind of a, your backup school, and that's terrible because he's way better than to be regarded as a backup. He's really good. But I'm just trying to find names that, you know, we've got a bunch of conditions on these people. I don't know that, and Bruce Pearl would be on that list too. I thought he would be interested in coming here, but I don't know. You know, I heard Steve say he doesn't think he'd be interested in coming. I don't know. I think he might. I wouldn't give up on Bruce Pearl, and he would be on my list too. So I would, my list, if I had to put four names together, it would be Drew and Oates and Pearl and Kyle Smith. And then if you don't get any of those four, then I got to go to a plan B, which I don't have.
Let me ask you this one last question, and there is no way you can get out of this question. It was a conversation earlier. Better stick it to the Warden ending, Andy Dufresne or Clint Eastwood in Alcatraz?
Wow. You aren't going to like this because I never saw anything you're alluding to. So
No!
But I didn't see it. Sorry. How about who's the better Mary Poppins? Julie Andrews or whatever.
Mr. V, to be continued. To be continued.
I'm so sorry. Oh. But you put Steve's list together. What's your list? You have a list?
If you don't have a plan B, I don't have a plan A. Listen, here's the problem. My appreciation for coaching has went up so high that I'm just waiting to just watch good coaching.
Well, I will say this. I don't think it's ever been harder to be a college basketball coach than it is now.
I think you're
seeing that with what's going on, because the things that were tried and true for years and years and years can't do anymore. I mean, the portal changed everything. The way the game is played has changed everything. I go to games now, Marcus. I'm amazed. I come out before the game, and the entire other roster is out there shooting threes. And I'm not talking about knuckleheading around, just, you know, shoots the fun. They are working. They got assistant coaches giving them the ball, and they're all shooting threes, the whole squad, everybody. So the game is different. Whatever you did strategically as little as 10 years ago,
right,
you got to rethink.
Right.
And so it's
let me ask you this. Does that make you question yourself sometimes? Because sometimes I find myself watching a game, and I'm like, am I losing touch with what college basketball is supposed to be? Is it changing so much? Like, I'm starting to question, do I recognize good players or good coaching, you know, because it's looking so different?
It's a great point, Marcus. I don't know. I mean, I was at the small college level, but when we went to Europe, long story made short, they were all playing that way, and we really weren't in this country. So I came back and started playing that way. We were ahead of the curve a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We had all these Division III and Division II 3-point shooting records for a while. Now they've all since been shattered because everybody does it. But my point was, the answer to your question, yes, you come back and you look at players differently. It definitely regarded players differently. I mean, for starters, if you couldn't shoot it, we didn't recruit you. I didn't care. You could have been, you know, Jesse Owens and Jim Thorpe rolled into one as an athlete.
Right.
We didn't want you, because you have to shoot it in today's game. If you don't, you just can't play. The question I have is, I'm going to see if I can get Yubi Brown on the show, because I love to pick his brain. That guy not only has an encyclopedia of basketball knowledge, he stays with the times. He's not, you know, locked in the past. Like, well, in my day, we used to do this. I'd like to ask him, if he were coaching today, how would he coach? And when you watch the game now, you see in the NBA routinely, games are 135, 128. You know, is it just because guys don't defend? Is it just because there are so many good shooters now? Is it just because the way the game is taught? Is it simply the fact, because I looked at it, you know, it's not out of the question. You see teams making 18, 23-point shots in a game. Well, if you take a point away from each field goal, that team that scored 130 can now score 110. That's not out of hand. We had a whole bunch of teams scoring 110 points back in the day. So is it just a three-point shot? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know myself.
Listen, here's the thing. I was forced to kind of start
digging into that, you know, questioning my own eyeballs when I saw, like, you know, how Coach Mack, his defensive efficiency, you know, not fouling, just staying on the ground, not trying to block shots. And then you had to, I had to start getting a respect for the numbers of keeping people off the free throw line. And so, you know, I think I'm still in the transition of learning even what good defense is and what's statistically good defense and what's aesthetic good defense.
Well, because, you know, it makes sense. Here's the thing I like. I like when people – I'll make a quick story for you. I don't want to take up your whole show here. But yeah, I heard Dean Smith lecture once. He said, you have to be consistent. I was like, well, what does that mean? He said, you have to – what do you do defensively? I said, well, we do what a lot of teams do. You try and push the ball to the corner. Okay. Do you have any plays where you throw the ball to the corner? I said, yeah. He said, well, why are you doing that? Such a bad place to have the ball. Why are you throwing it there?
Right.
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, you got to be consistent. If that's a bad place, I want to push you there, we don't want to go there. So what does that mean with the way the game's being played now? I like Nate Oates because he has a very clear idea of how he wants to play. A perfect game for Nate Oates would be open three-point shots, layups, and free throws. That's it. So to your point about Mac not fouling, well, you see, you're trying to take away one of those three prongs. We're not going to put you on a foul. If you went to their practices, and I know you did, what did they have? They had that rectangle tape right in front of the basket where you can't let the ball in here. Whatever you do, do not let the ball in here. What's that take away? That takes away the second prong, the layups. So I like guys who have a philosophy about that. You know, I always think back to Coach Crum, may he rest in peace, who was brilliant a coach as I ever saw. Problems at the end, you know, and I get that. And I think one of the reasons was the three-point shot came in, and I think he was very – a lot of other people weren't really embracing it. I'm not sure he knew what he wanted to do with it yet.
Right.
I think had he kept coaching, he was so competitive. You know, you played for the man. He would have figured it out. But that was what I think the problem was. And I think some of that's going on now in basketball, not only strategically, but how you get players. I mean, I don't think, you know, the way – look at Cal. Cal was ahead of the curve on one and dones, and everybody caught up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he said, all right, well, I'll be ahead of the curve on everything else now. I'm going to go get transfer guys. But that hasn't worked out so well. So he's not sure where he wants to go right now. And I think Duke went through that. I talked to Shire, and he said, we've tried to come up with a formula that's a hybrid. We want to have, I forget what his number was, but a certain number of very high-profile freshman recruits coming in, and then we're going to try and have experienced guys. We'll dip into the portal, or we'll have guys that we keep for a number of years, and that's going to be our recipe. Now, I don't know if it's going to work. It's all new. But
right. That's
what the game is right now. Everything is changing. And, yeah, I like guys who are on the cutting edge. That's why I like Nate. Nate's on the cutting edge, Nate Oates. And I think he's going to – first of all, it's fun to watch. And secondly, I think it's going to be successful.
Listen, I feel like I'm cheating your listeners by getting all this high-intensity content from you. I appreciate you jumping in, though.
No, I was enjoying the conversation, and I was watching his list emerge, and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty much on board with it. So it was pretty good.
Anytime.
This guy hey, listen, congratulate your son. I'm so happy to hear the news. That's great. But he hope he has a nice career in the NFL.
He might actually be listening for the first time today. All right. All right, boss. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care of yourself.
That was excellent, excellent, excellent stuff. Nikki.
Tune in. Coming up. Noon to 3 over on ESPN 680.
Why aren't you better? You've had that man's tutelage all your life.
I know.
Why don't you listen to him?
I try to.
Does he give you good advice? You know what?
He does.
You know what? He might just suffer from the same thing we're all learning. He can give everybody else good advice, but he probably gives you crap. It's like everybody can coach. I can coach your kid. I can coach anybody. But my own kid, I'm like, eh. I can evaluate everybody else's kids. And I'm, yeah, Jalen, I think the Vanderbilt is about where you need to go. Georgia Tech, maybe? Then I'm going to Tennessee. Oh, son.
Son.
Yeah. NFL, son? Like, what are you? Huh? Hey, Jalen, I think I need to worry about you need to go into the medical field or engineering.
you got to focus on school.
Jalen, this NFL thing, pipe dream, son.
And highest paid special teams player in the NFL.
Fast forward a couple years. I would have killed his dream. I'm glad I ain't give him no advice. I think that's about it. I can't top that segment. Maybe I should come up with a hot board too, just to participate.
I mean, no one asked, but I guess mine would be Oats Drew Beard.
Okay. Give me a personality that you need. Because that's usually when I answer the question, you know, like I was talking with Drew. By the way, had a great time last week. Roosters.
Nice.
On Friday, yeah. Denny Crumb Potato Soup Luncheon.
Yeah, good turnout.
Awesome time, yeah.
Nice, nice.
BW3s. Had a great time the day before. So I had a great time with both of those. I enjoy when people ask me a question about a coach or something, and I can talk personalities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need a tougher, you know.
I was going to say, like, toughness. Fierce? Like, is that too much? Like, it can't be construed as, like, fake juice. Like.
Yeah, okay, I don't want a brainiac.
Yeah.
I don't want a brainiac. Listen, I enjoy good basketball, but I need some physicality.
Right.
I need a lot more.
Well, see, that's why I think Oates fits that. Mm. Like Pops always tells the story of them all wearing the work shirts, like they're mechanics. Mm-hmm. So like, we're here to work, mm-hmm. and they have their names on them and everything. Like they embody that. He's a high school guy, former high school coach. So he reminds me a little bit of Scottie D, of, you know, that humility, but also that like toughness and hard work. And
can I have Bob Huggins?
What?
Can I have Bob Huggins?
Dude, you're preaching to the choir, man. Love me some Huggy Bear. Love me some Huggy Bear. Look, so
there's a texter right now that's saying, you won't take Will Wade, but you'll take Bob, or you'll take Chris Beard, but you'll take Bob Huggins. I'm just talking about attitudes.
Hugs, man.
I'm just talking about attitudes.
Love me some hugs.
I'm going to go find the feistiest, surliest three or four coaches, and that's going to be my hot board.
So you want somebody, you want that toughness. That's the number one thing.
I want to end up with a Bobby Petrino choking another coach.
Want him throwing down at midcourt.
Yeah, just like, you know what I'm saying. I want physicality to be emphasized.
Right.
And I know it's not the way the game is changing, but I want to be the opposite of what people don't know.
You want a John Tortorella. You don't know who that is. It's a hockey coach, but look him up. Like, you would love Coach Torts.
Yeah. I'm
just a borderline lunatic. Maybe, he's amazing.
Maybe I'm just in the mood of that right now. It might be a terrible decision in a month, but right now I want tough guys.
That's fair.
I need some tougher guys. I hate getting pushed around. I hate it.
Yeah. You are not alone, my friend.
Bobby B coming up. That'll do it. 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Ville. Midday's Market Raven, 939 the Ville.